Well, let's kick off, as we usually do, with a look at what's been hot in the world of science this week. And this certainly caught my eye, which is a piece of research which has come out of the US. David Sacks and his team at Massachusetts General Hospital have managed, perhaps for the first time effectively, in a group of five patients, four of those five have undergone an organ transplant. They've had a new kidney from a mismatched donor, and they've managed to take these patients off of immunosuppressive drugs after just 9 to 15 months. And the patients are perfectly healthy, and their organs, the transplanted kidneys, are not showing any signs of rejection. This is a very big breakthrough because up until now, patients who've undergone organ transplants have had to be on a cocktail of immunosuppressive drugs. They turn down the immune system. The consequence of that is that patients become vulnerable to the effects of various infections, including viruses. And also, because the immune system isn't surveilling the body quite so carefully, you can get things like cancers occurring because the immune system would normally delete the cancerous cells, and because it's switched off, it can't do that. How did they do it? Well, the trick was that in these patients, when they gave them a kidney transplant, they also gave them a bone marrow transplant. They took bone marrow from the patient that was also giving the kidney as the donor organ. The patients, first of all, had a conditioning therapy where they were given drugs to partially destroy their own bone marrow. The bone marrow was then infused alongside the donor kidney, which was plumbed in. And then what happened was the donor bone marrow cells establish what's called chimerism with the patient, and so the patient basically exists as a mixture of bone marrow of their own type and the donor patient. And what we think is going on is that the new bone marrow in some way reprograms the immune system to accept the donor organ. So it says to the immune system, this donor organ, this kidney, is not hostile, it's not foreign tissue, you should recognise it. So it re-educates the immune system and the rejection doesn't occur.
If we don't have to match organs to the people who are receiving them, does that mean we're going to have much less of a problem in finding enough organs to transplant?
That, in theory, is the suggestion. This was a small trial, and David Sacks says that this is four patients out of five, so an 80% success rate. They did this in America. So it needs to be scaled up. More patients need to be studied, and obviously other organ systems need to be looked at. But it's certainly very encouraging because it's been the holy grail, really, of organ transplantation to try to achieve this re-education of the immune system for a very long time. And up until now, it's just not been possible.
Brilliant.